This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm recording this message because every year by the end of October, people start asking about what's the ruling in regards to celebrating Halloween, what the ruling in regard giving candies to kids, treat kids who come at home, asking for treats, and so forth. Let me start by saying that Halloween is not just a culture kind of celebration. We still have the Wiccans, the pagans, still today celebrate Halloween, and they consider this a day where they do a satanic worshiping and attach this whole entire concept, attached to this idea of the devil. And that's why you see all these costume that represent devils and scary faces and things of that nature. If this was not exist, and this is something just fun and is not associated with people today, still practice this, I would say Halloween is something like celebrating Thanksgiving or 4th of July. There is no ritual attached to it. There is no any religious meaning behind it. But unfortunately, that's not the case. That's why I don't believe it is allowed for a Muslim to celebrate Halloween in that sense by putting these costumes and, going outside and in the fashion that we see today practice commonly in non-Muslims world. Also, it is a clear imitation as well. I will add one more thing. So many of these costume actually is not allowed to be worn, like any costume that represents the devils. Even al-ulama rahimahullah said the costume that represent animals, because humans should not act or take the shape of animals. Only humans take the shape of animals when this is when Allah's anger and He ja'ala minhum al-qiradata wal-khanazir. It's a form of punishment that Allah make the face of human like a face of animal. That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, karramna bani Adam, Allah honored the human beings. So for a person to put this kind of costume or to change and to make the person look ugly or downgrade the look of human beings is something not correct. Also, a lot of the practice of Halloween based on scaring others and no doubt terrifying other human beings in Islam is haram. Also, part of it is the concept of begging and asking people, which is something not encouraged in Islam. So if you look at the practice at large, there is many things in it which is not right. I know some communities and some members, they might do a costume and they will take in consideration some of the points that I mentioned and they have fun. I have no problem with that as long as not in the day of the Halloween, if it's before or after, just to have fun. One more thing I want to say, when somebody come to your home and ask for a treat and you have candies, you can give them candies. Giving candies to kids who are coming to you, especially our rules as Muslim, we cannot apply or enforce it on other than Muslims. So if somebody celebrate the Halloween and come asking for a treat, you are allowed to give them treats and, give them chocolate, candy, whatever it is, even though I'm not a big fan of, spreading sugars. But if you have some, you can give. Giving the candies to kids is not a form of celebrating Halloween at all. You don't need to turn off the lights and, act like as if there's nobody there. You don't need to do that. If you have, you can give. Also, I want to say one more thing, and I will end this message with it, which is, please, 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 if somebody come to your door and knock into your kids and families and neighbors, coming for the kids, want some candies, don't give them a book about Islam. Don't give them a brochure about Islam or give them a lecture about what Islam is and, hey, this is satanic worshiping, a celebration. Don't do that. You know what? These kids want to have a good time, want to have fun. They want candy. They're not there. They're not, it's not a suitable time. They're not a suitable place for you to give dawah. It's actually sometimes make us look bad. This is just an advice from your brother. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey, thank you for watching and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support, and that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.